Next item is conditional use number 1875, Frederick J. Taylor, Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1875 for Frederick J. Taylor for the automotive repair facility for the following reasons. There are several businesses within a half mile of the property. This proposal will be consistent with the nearby uses. The applicant has intended that he intends to continue to reside on the property. Several parties signed a petition in favor of the application. The property is located on Route 24 and will be...
Mr. Robertson.
And with the conditions.
And with the conditions.
And stipulations.
And stipulations placed upon this application will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the community. Mr. Johnson, you're right about this. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. No more than...
He said four.
We'll say six to give him a little latitude. Cars shall be for sale on the property at any given time. No junk or inoperable cars shall be stored on the property. The cars for sale shall be located only in those areas designated as areas for the display of vehicles for sale on the site plan. The hours of operation shall be limited to 7 until 5 Monday through Saturday. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per size shall be permitted. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. The applicant shall comply with all DLDOT entrance requirements, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you. Second.
Actually thought it was neat.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1875, Frederick J. Taylor, Jr. All those in favor say aye. For the reasons with the stipulation stated, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. I believe the motion carries 3-2.